Everything under the sun has a time and a season. God has planned out everything strategically, even your life. He has that planned out. But are you staying according to plan? Have you been doing the things he's asked you to do the way he wants you to do them? The more we speak to God and the more time that we spend with God, we learn that the foundation that we have created our lives is not according to what God wants for us. And it's important to start over and make sure the foundation is right. You're tuning in to Chatting with Charity. Hey riders, I am excited to do this ride with you because as you know, I have been on a truth-seeking journey. So many things that we have learned in life have all been lies, and one of them is that we can't start over. It's so easy in life to want to salvage the time that you've invested in doing the wrong things instead of looking for ways to be on the course and on the path that God created for you. Sometimes you're able to make your crooked path straight, but then there are other times where you have to just create a new foundation. I'm the kind of person where when I know my foundation is solid and I can trust it, then I'm able to build on it exponentially. And for me in this season of my life, I have had to just uproot so many things and honestly bow down forward to Christ and say, teach me your ways, because the things that I have learned and the things that I have accepted as the truth have all been lies. And I can no longer live my life lying to myself, devaluing my worth, and also just devaluing the amount of power that's inside of me and the power that's inside of my mouth. I have always wanted to be in this space of humility and meekness where I could honestly accept that I don't know what I'm doing and that I do need to listen more often and I do need to take better notes and I need to execute more flawlessly, not because I want to be a perfectionist, because the things of God matters. We pay so much attention to details when it comes to the areas of our personal lives, when it comes to how our relationships are with other people or even how we perform in work. But when it comes to the plans of God, we don't care about the intimate details that are spoken to us in a quiet place. And as I have been spending more time learning about God, he has been downloading so many things inside of me about the plans that he has for me. And it has been transforming me, I'm telling you, in the most beautiful way. And I am grateful because I didn't think that there was such a power that could come from vulnerability and love from Christ. And through that power, I have been able to discover new things about me that I honestly did not know were planted in me a long time ago. And when you're in the season of planting, you always have to make sure you turn your soil, right? You turn your soil so that the roots that were at the top, that they get turned into the soil and they become part of like a fertilization. They call this process cultivating. So I just went on a quick Google search and I want to read this particular part for you. It says, nature takes a toll on the soil as the elements actively dry into a crust. Cultivating breaks up the crusty soil surface, allowing for a much easier penetration of air, nutrients, and water deep into the soil where plant roots can gain access to them. While almost everyone knows the importance of water to a garden, it is vital that air is able to penetrate the soil surface in order to benefit the microorganisms in the soil that perform the various important tasks of improving the soil and creating nutrients for the plant. Cultivating the soil also makes it easier for newly germinated seeds to sprout through the surface of the soil. I want to ask you, do you need to cultivate your soil? Do you need to remove the weeds from the garden and loosen the soil to optimize the retention and penetration of air, water, and nutrients so whatever seeds you've planted can grow? It is okay for you to start over and turn over your soil so that when you plant seeds, they sprout up much faster. But trying to stay in a space and grow things in a space where you know you don't have the proper foundation will lead you to a plant that's not what God created for you. It will lead you to a plant that was not intended to grow. And to be quite frank, you won't have the full harvest. You won't have the maximum that God has for you. If starting over is what you need to do, take that opportunity now to begin to do things the way that God asked you to do them so that you can have the best harvest. I also look at Jeremiah 18. Jeremiah 18 reads, there is a word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. He said, Can I not do with you, Israel, as the potter does, declares the Lord? Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, Israel. If at any time I announce that a nation or a kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, and if that nation, I warned, repents of its evil, then I will relent and not inflict on it the disaster I had planned. And if another time I announce that a nation or a king is to be built up and planted, then if it does evil in my sight and does not obey me, then I will reconsider the good I had intended to do for it. I want to stop there and just say that it's important that we understand the plan that God has for us, because when he is in position to take control of the driver's seat, when he is in position to activate on good soil, then the life that you have been wanting to live just activates so much faster than when you're trying to make a new thing happen in an old space, in an old environment. The Bible also says that when you are a child, you speak as a child. But when you become an adult, you put your childish ways aside and you start to walk in that new path and in that new likeness of Christ. We have become people who are trying to get to know God with our old thoughts, get to know God in our old environments, get to know God with our old friends. Separation and isolation is actually an indication that you are getting closer to God, because few can actually draw to him the way he desires for us to do. And if you are in the position to be able to hear from God and to know the plans that he has for you, it's your responsibility to build that relationship and do as he says and not as you understand. Do as he says and not as you know. Because the way that God moves, I'm telling you, it is strategic, because he will ask you to sacrifice certain things that are very special to you, just like Job, so he can test you to see if you really truly have a heart to serve him. Now, God doesn't necessarily test us with evil things, but he allows things to happen to us so that we can go through a pruning process. It is necessary for us to endure the afflictions of the world and the afflictions of our purpose so that we can be strengthened and renewed to what God is calling us to do. So when I say to you that starting over is okay, it's because you have to pass the test. You have to know that you are doing it the way God asked you to do it and be able to notice the difference between when you first did it your way and the second time you did it Christ's way, because that is how you get to each level and you're able to exponentially surpass people, because you know the difference between when you're doing something and when God is doing something. So I just sit back and I lament on myself, right? I say to myself, Charity, you've gotten yourself this far. You've gotten yourself this far in the past 10 years in your 20s, and you've really done a phenomenal job faking it till you make it. But are you actually confident in who you are as a person? Can you actually go out into the masses and testify? Can you actually go out and be an evangelist to Christ and speak boldly as you need to? Or have you been using that big little fake voice that has been able to show the people around you that you got it all figured out? But can you actually say that you know what you're doing because God is the leader of your life? And if I'm being honest, I couldn't, because I really think that what I've been doing is a guessing game. All my life, I've been guessing to try to get the right thing done. And that's how I had to do it, because to be quite frank, I was such in a bad space that I couldn't hear God the way that I needed to. So I was just praying to God I was doing the right thing. And I feel like with that came mercy and favor. But now I can say that my heart and my soul and my spirit understands that whatever God is doing is far bigger than me, and I have to lean on to his understanding. So that's why I have chosen to turn my soil, because I am honestly a new person. When it comes to sin and the way that we pursue sin, sometimes we try to justify it because, you know, you don't want to sacrifice the things that you've already invested in with your sin. Isn't that funny? The world lends us to believe that, you know, all money is good money. Like, as long as it's money, it's money. But that's not true. There are some business deals and job opportunities you have to turn down because it's not what God has for you. So when you start to lean into God's understanding of your life and what God is asking you to do, you start to realize, like, you had it wrong the whole time. It's like like learning a new language. You start from the very beginning and you have to learn your 1, 2, 3s and ABCs. And the way that Christ speak is completely different, I'm telling you, than anything that we have learned. So I'm just saying to you, if this is you and you can communicate with me and you can say, I need to renew how my image looks before Christ. I need to really become a representation of him and be okay with letting go what used to be so that you can exist in what is. So you can exist in what is. So for me, in my season, in my life, I've been able to do that. And I'm going to give you 3 things that I have done that has helped me shift from my old ways to the new way that I am thinking. And it has given me so much more freedom, so much more creativity, and so much more kindness and love for humanity. I understand significantly how much pressure we're underneath and really how the enemy dominates this world, but we have dominion. And we are called to have dominion. And the gifts that God gives us allows us to have a hearty appetite for the things that he has in store for us. And that's truly how we live an abundant life. The first way is whatever you truly wanted in your life, whatever it is, that job, that husband, those kids, that career path, whatever it is, be willing to sacrifice it. I did not know that I was making me wanting to have a family and a husband my idol. I was saying to myself, God, I will do everything you're asking me to do as long as you give me my family. I wasn't coming from a position of, God, do whatever it is you want to do with me. And if you so kindly give me a family and children, I will be thankful. And when you ask yourself, well, we're called to be fruitful and to have dominion and to multiply. But the reality is that God is very strategic in saying, if you love anything in this world more than me, it will be the last thing that you get. And I would tell you, if you love it, be willing to sacrifice it. That's something that Abraham also showed us. When he finally got Isaac, the first thing he had to do with Isaac was go up to the top of the rock and sacrifice Isaac. And just before he was about to sacrifice his son that he waited decades long, many, many old wrinkly decades to get, he was about to sacrifice that son. And just before he was about to do that, the angel of the Lord said, stop, Abraham, for you are loyal to me. And I see that even though you've always wanted a son, you have not made this son your idol. So the first thing you're going to have to do, ooh, Holy Spirit, thank you, is whatever you love, be willing to sacrifice it and say to yourself, if I don't get it, Holy Spirit, God, Jesus Christ, Lord, our Savior, I will continue to serve you relentlessly. Because if you make it an idol, the devil will go after it and God honestly won't give it to you. Chew that one down with a good gallon of water, because it is really sad to have to accept that the things that you desire the most from this world are going to be the last thing you get to think about. But the way that God works is that when you fix your mind on him, all things will be added onto you. So for me, I have completely let go of the need, the desire, or the want to have a family and to have children. I've also gained a different level of humility of what it is to be a wife and what it is to be a mother. And shout outs to all the wives and mothers out there, because it's really a much harder task than anyone could ever imagine or be prepared for. So just because you want something and you feel like time is creeping up on you, you really could stand to yield yourself, because on the other side of the grass, it is green, but remember, you have green grass right in front of you as well. So eat up, baby. So have a hearty appetite for what's right in front of you and the things that God has for you. Indulge there, because sometimes you're not prepared for the desires of your heart. Number one, just be prepared to sacrifice the things that you want the most and the things that you pray the most for, and be willing to say to God on a daily basis that I will serve you relentlessly irrespective of what you give to me, because you've already done so much for me. Number two, you have to remove the clay from your eyes and be able to see what's in front of you and be critical. Be critical with yourself and ask yourself, are you doing things the way that God wants them to be? I think that we allow the world to criticize us, but we don't criticize ourselves enough. I'm not telling you to be hard on yourself. I'm telling you to be critical on what God is asking you to do so you can make sure you're doing it the way that he intended for you to do it. Let me give you an example. Sometimes when people start businesses, they get this amazing idea and they start the whole idea and completely produce the product check, they start selling things, and they haven't even created an LLC or got an EIN number or registered the business. You can't do that. There are fundamental steps that you have to do before you can actually start a business. It's important for you to understand tax structure, accounting, how to pay yourself, when to pay yourself. There are so many things that go into an idea, and that idea belongs to God. Any good idea He gives you belongs to Him. So why would you just skip all of these steps just so you can rush and produce something? So what I'm saying to you is be critical and know, am I doing every step that God has called me to do for this idea or this project or this thing to manifest itself? Or am I trying to skip and cut corners because I'm so excited about what God is doing? So when I say be critical towards yourself and ask yourself, have I learned as much as I can about step one, step two, step three? Because once you get to step 15, you are going to have to know that you know what you know. You cannot be confused when you get to further down the gamut of the plan that God has created for your life. Surely you don't know everything, but the fundamentals, again, the foundation has to be laid correctly. So be critical of yourself when you feel like you're rushing so much to get something done that you are not following the plan the way you are supposed to, that you're not going back to God and saying, hey, God, the CEO of my life, am I doing this correctly? You know, am I listening well enough? Is there anything else that I need to fix on this before we go to step two? Really be a steward, really be a sheep to your shepherd, you know, and ask questions and lean not on your own understanding. So anytime you feel like you're being boastful and wanting to do something in your own right, be self-critical about that and be like, nah, Charity, you need to pull back. In many cases for me, it's Charity, pick it up, because I'm already slow as it is. So I try to every single day say to myself, Charity, are you proud of the work that you did for God's kingdom today? Or did you do absolutely nothing because you were stuck in your head thinking about some lousy person? So I have to be self-critical with myself and know that I'm managing my time well, because that's really what we are in this world, is a steward of time. We are a steward of the time that God has given us. And from the day that we were born, okay, from the day that we were born, X amount of hours have been assigned to our life. And every day it's a countdown. You know, God can add years to your life when you're obedient. But for some of us, we've been up to some things. So we wasted a lot of time. So all I'm saying to you is, please be very critical of what you are doing with your time, with your energy, how you are thinking, and how you are performing. Assess yourself daily, improve yourself, not because you want to be hard on yourself, but because you want the promises of God to happen the way that God has designed for them to happen and for them to be as beautiful, because His plan is always far more exceedingly gorgeous, phenomenal, and full of enjoyment. So really lean into that. I know I said for the first recommendation is be willing to sacrifice the things that you really want. But in my third one, I want to also add to that, be willing to sacrifice everything you have. You have to empty yourself. There are so many things that I started doing because I felt like on social media, they made sense. Like, you know, having the nice bags, having the nice car, like it felt good to have a good outer appearance. And it felt good to think like I was, you know, on the right path, because my life was assimilating to what culture is doing and what culture is up to. And I felt good because I was beautiful. And these were ways that I measured my success. It was ways that I measured the value of what I brought to the world. But once I emptied myself, I realized that those things actually had no value. They took up space. When you empty yourself, you have to fill yourself back up with something. And for me, it has honestly been the word of God, the knowledge and the truth of God. So when you empty yourself, God is going to renovate that space. You can't be a hoarder of things that you really, quite frankly, don't need. So I'm not saying to you not to have the nice things, not telling you to throw those things away, but to really empty the value of the things in your life that you know you've held on to, but have not done anything significant for you. So if it's a toxic relationship for you that has been taking up a lot of space in your life, you have to be willing to empty yourself of that relationship and all of the toxicity it has offered you, to offer it forgiveness, for offer it compassion, mercy, and favor, and get out of it. Empty yourself of the things that you have held on to that have been taking up way too much space. Empty yourself of family drama. Empty yourself of just so much negative thoughts. Whatever it is that has been taking up space in your life, you have to empty yourself and give God the room and the opportunity to fill it up with better, higher thinking and better, higher thoughts. So now, if you're able to sacrifice your wants, your greatest desires, the things that you have been praying for ever for, if you're willing to sacrifice those things back to God, then you know you're ready. Also, when you get to the space where you're able to be more critical of yourself and more conscious and aware of what you're doing with your time and how you execute the ideas and the requests from God, then you know you're ready. And lastly, if you are able to empty yourself of all the things that you have picked up along the journey, things that don't have value but take up a significant amount of space, then you know you are ready. You are ready to turn the soil over and you are ready to plant seeds that you know are going to grow exponentially. This is the season of abundance. God is doing miraculous things in people's lives. Starting over is not a setback. It is actually a pedestal to help propel you into what God is going to send you into and what God is going to bring into your life. So if you know that you love God and you know you want to continue to see yourself through His eyes, then this is the season and the time for you to turn the soil. What you're actually doing is telling God that I am ready for you to plant and I am ready to produce a harvest. When God decides to plant something inside of you and you give Him control over how it grows, you will not wait the time that it takes man to do things. God will do it exceedingly and abundantly. That means that it is going to happen quick and you are going to enjoy it. Those who sow in tears will reap in joy in this season. And if you have been waiting for God to do a new thing in your life, you have been waiting for God to show up in your life and just show out. This is the season. Turn your soil. Turn your soil and don't let them be able to see you for who you used to be. Walk in the light in which God has created you, the image in which God has created you. And if you need to detach from the things that would make people see the sin in you, that would make people see who you used to be, step away from all that. Control your testimony, control your narrative. Everyone doesn't have to know all the things that have happened to you in your life, what you used to be, how you used to be. Because the same way that God sees you as a new person, the world needs to see you as a new person. Separate yourself from what was and step into what is and be exponentially amazing because God is doing a new thing in this season. I love you for riding with me and I can't wait to see you next Thursday. And I'm so sorry that this joint dropped on a Friday. Your girl had to get her mind together. I was turning my soil over this week. So praise God for that. I love you so much for riding with me. Bye. Don't forget to rate this podcast, share, like, and subscribe. See you next Thursday on Chatting with Charity, and don't forget to bring your friend. Until then, you can find us on Instagram @ Chatting with Charity.